Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Yud Aleph, and we're holding on Yud Amud Beit in the middle of the sugya that we were discussing about the Birchat HaGeula. So you'll recall that yesterday we answered that the Birchat HaGeula is not considered to be a bracha smucha lechaverta because the Ikar Adin, the Halel, we say, is said in the Beit HaKnesset, and therefore we don't make a bracha on the Pticha of the Halel here, and in which case, and according to many Rishonim and Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, in terms of how the minig of the Seder has turned out, we don't say Halal ever, even if we don't say it in the Beit HaKnesset. We don't say rather Birchat Halal ever at the Seder, even if it wasn't said in the Beit HaKnesset, and therefore it's not considered to be Smuch of Chavrata. So now the Gemara raises a different question, which is Hatif Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Kamei Rabbi Yossi. So then Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Yosef asked in front of Rabbi Yosef, well, what about the end? Vasofa? What about the end of the Birchat HaGeula, where we have over there Brochat HaShem, Ga'al Yisrael? Why in the world do we have a Chatima? I mean, you could say Brochat HaShem, and then Asher Ga'al Nuvagal Avotenu. Omar Leishtayimena. The Birchat HaGeula actually has two separate inyanim in it, right? I mean, one of them is the Achat Laba. That's all that their whole nusach about what should be the future, and that we are being mavakesh on a geula that is coming. And the other part is on geulat Mitzrayim. So because of that, it has two separate issues. We have that long tefila in the middle, and because of that, you need a pticha and a chatima, both of which with baruch. Ativon, another kasha, on the overall rule that Brocha Smucha L'Chavrta does not require a Pticha with a Baruch. Ativun, what about Havdola? We're over there, we have the Amavdom in Kodesh L'Chol, and we start off with a Brocha, and nonetheless, we had already done the Birchat Hayayin, or the Besamim, and the Yesh, so that the Birchat Havdola should be a continuation of those brachot that should not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, Amavdu Mikar Shachol, and so on. How do you explain that? The answer is the Gemara Shanya. That's a special case. It's not considered to be a Baruch Asmucha L'Chavrata. Because Lamaisa, as Rebaba Bar Zavda says, that Rebbe was Mefazron. He would be Mefazer. He didn't say them all at the same time. In other words, right after Shabbos, he would say Avdolah. And then when he got to an error, he would say, Mori Mori Aish. And when he was able to get hold of Psalmim, he would be saying, Mori Mine Psalmim. And then, Choser V'Kololon Arakos. Afterwards, when he got home and he was able to do everything together, so then he took a Koshel Yain, and he was Mavarech, everything together, the standard Havdalah for the family. And he was Maitzi, his children, he's Maitzi, his wife. Anyway, but we see from there that these brachot are not brachot that are metukanot to be brachas mukhal chavrata. He's each one separately, and because of that, we were koveya the p'ticha with baruch. Rabbi Chiya Rabba hayam mechansan. Chiya Rabba was never mefazer like Rabbi. He waited until he got home, and he said everything on the kos. Hatevun, so they asked another kasha on the Braita. What about the Birchat Hazan? Hare Nevarech. So over there, it should be Nevarech Shechanu Mishalo. We say Baruch Shechanu Mishalo V'Tavachayinu. And then we say Baruch again. Why do we say Baruch again? Why can't we say that the Baruch Shechanu Mishalo V'Tavachayinu is considered to be the Pticha for the actual Baruchah itself? Because that way, we don't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem. And answers the Gemara, this too is Shanyai. This Baruch is very unique, and it's not considered a Baruch Asmuch L'Chavrata, for the simple reason that Imayu Shraim Yoshvim V'Ochlin, since it has two versions, it has the version that is introduced by Zima, but I mean, very often happens that you only have two people sitting and eating, so they don't say Nevarech, in which case, how can you be Koveya that Birchat Hazan should be a bracha hasmucha l'chavrata? Because of that, they were koveya it, the standard nusach Birchat Hashem Hazan Hazan. If you have a mizumin, so then you have a separate issue to say the zimun. Another problem is, what about Harei at the Chatima of that first bracha? Don't you say bracha to Hashem Zan Etako? And I thought if it was Poteach B'Baruch, why does it have to be Chotem B'Baruch? In a case like that, we said before that a normal bracha, you just say Baruch Ata Hashem. Says the Gemara, Kasha. Okay, that indeed is a question. Ask the Gemara, okay, what about another violation of the simple klal in the Braita? Is that we have the Birkat HaTov HaMeitiv, which is the fourth bracha Birkat HaMazon, and that is certainly Smucha L'Chaverta, and nonetheless it opens with Baruch Ata Hashem. It says the Gemara, the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv Shanya, and it's not considered to be a bracha Smucha L'Chaverta at all, because as Ravuna said, Damar Mi Ravuna, Mishne Tova Regi Arugei Betar L'Kvar Nigba'a HaTov HaMeitiv. Actually, HaTov HaMeitiv was a separate takana after the Birchot HaMazon. And it's the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv that came on the kvura of Aruge Beitar, which the Romans didn't want to allow to be nikbur. So we made a bracha HaTov, meaning about the neis, shalo nisruchu, that even though they were left out in the sun for all that time, none of the bodies decayed. HaMeitiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end, allowed these people to be nikbar and put it into the Romans to be matir, the people to come in to be kaivrana. There's a beautiful rush that says that the brocha of the Tova Meitiv is actually based on, since the Medrash says that with the destruction of Beitar, where the whole story was, it took 3 years until the Romans were martyred, because Beitar was the center of the rebellion against Hadrianus. And so it says that once Beitar was destroyed, Keren Yisrael was Nigda'a. And until Mashiach comes, it's never going to be that Chazorah to its power. Because of that, the Brochan Birchas HaMozain is put up against the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim, says the Rosh. And therefore, it has a special din of akvias that it should stand on its own. So Tov v'shalo nisrchu for 3 years, and HaMeitiv shenitu l'kvura. And since it's not really part of the Birchat HaMazon, therefore they were koveya it in a way that it should remain clear that it's a separate bracha. What about, asked the Gemara, about Kedusha? And what about Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, which is certainly immediately follows Bori Pri HaGefen, doesn't it? So why doesn't the Bori Pri HaGefen act as also the opening for Kiddush, instead of starting again Baruch Ata Hashem? There too the bracha is unique. The Shanyahi, because Shimaya Yoshe v'shotemi ba'od yom, v'kiddush alav hayom, Eino Omer Bori Pri HaGefen. The thing is that if he's been eating and drinking on Erev Shabbos, and now he has Shabbos suddenly fall on him while he was in the middle of eating and drinking, so the din over there is he does not say Bori Pri HaGefen because he's been drinking the whole time. All he says is the Birchas HaKiddush, because the Bori Pri HaGefen he's been doing all Su'ud along, and he already made that bracha. So since in a case like this, it's not bracha smuch l'chaverta, it's not part of the essence of Kiddush to be smuch l'chaverta, because of that, we were koveya it as a full bracha on its own. But what about Sufei? What about the end of that bracha? Why does it say bracha ta Hashem ekadesh Shabbat? What do we need that for? Rabbi Mono, tofes brachot kach hi. That the nusach of the bracha is that way because Amar Rabbi Yudan, matbea katsur poter ben baruch v'nechotem ben baruch, matbea aroch poter ben baruch v'chachem baruch. And since Birkat HaKiddush is considered to be a bracha arucha, the normal chatima is that it's poteach v'chotem ben baruch. So in other words, if there's one topic in a bracha and it's all one issue, then it's considered to be a bracha ktsara, and we say Baruch Ata Hashem and finish the issue. However, a bracha that includes various different things and tefillahs in it has to have a chatima of Baruch also. And Kiddush is considered to be that way, because not only do we say in Kiddush we speak about Shabbos, but we also include the whole Hallel, so to speak, and Hodoyah for Shabbos itself. We talk about Tchilah Mikrei Kodesh, Zeklet Yes Mitzray. Because of that, we have to include in it a Baruch. I mean, Lamais is because of this Gemara that the Rashba holds Bechlal, as we spoke about before, Miktzara, that the difference between a Baruch Arucha Ktzara has nothing to do with how long, literally, it is. It has to do with the number of subjects that it's about. So if the bracha has in it more than a hodah on one inyan, and it speaks about tefillas, and or it speaks about other issues, then it requires, it's considered to be a bracha aruch, and it has a psicha and a kasima of baruch. If it's only one thing, and it doesn't have it, then it's a bracha kitzara. Kol ha-brachot achachi tumehen. So furthermore, that's why we're talking about the Nyanim, the brachas. All brachot follow, which we think at this point means that if you start a bracha, let's say you're thinking about a bracha that needs to be the brachas shoshakras, instead you stay by accident, Hashem Devarim Ari Varavi, right? And then you finish it off correctly with the Yotzer Ma'arot. So since the bracha follows the chatima, so memela you would be yotze. We think that this klal means that whatever you were chotim with is how we define the bracha in the end. V'in omrim bracha pasuk, we don't end a bracha with a pasuk to say the first the pasuk and then the bracha, because then it appears that we're closing the bracha on the pasuk itself. Because we never say a bracha on the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a pasuk. We want to, because it sounds like the pasuk is so chashuv. We want to be mevarach on it. Whereas in reality, we need to be mevarach on the focus of the thing that we're being mevarach on. So therefore, not to get confused, we don't say the pasuk at the end of a bracha ever. So atif Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar Kaban Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar asked, while in front of Rabbi Yosi, Mikivan de Tema, Achachi to Mehem, if you're telling me that we always go according to the Chatima, and that's the only action, so then Yomar Bracha, also a Pasuk? So why can't you say also a Pasuk that has to do with the Bracha before the Chatima? Because you're saying nothing else really matters except the Chatima. And even if you had made the wrong nusach of the whole bracha, the bracha would be kosher. Alakas kama the kama. If you put in a posik that has something to do with the inyan that you're mevarach, it can't possibly be worse than speaking the entire bracha long about how the sun is coming up and or going down, and then ending it with your tzeramorot that it's coming up. So apparently, the only thing that should matter is the closing line. Amar chachem hadin talya. What? This little kid over here, this baby, is considered to be a Talmud Chacham, meaning that this is like we find in the Bavli, a Nusach of, it seems to me that this Bar Beirav is somebody that never learned how to think. He misunderstands completely the whole meaning of the Braita. He thinks that the meaning of that means that it doesn't matter if you said the wrong Girsa, and that Ima Ya'omid B'Shachris, and you were shachach v'yizkir et shalarvit. So you start making the whole bracha of Ma'ariv Aravim. And at the very end, you say, bracha ta'ashem, yotzer ha'morot, that you would be yotze. That's what he thinks it means. That's why he's asking, who cares? But that's completely wrong. In reality, what is the meaning of achachi tumeyam? Ma'arivacha, that kol ha'brachot need to have somuch l'chatima, me'in chatimoteyam is what it say. So therefore, always see to it, you have something that is maskir, the inyan, before the chatima of the inyan. So the idea is to say, you're going to say, Magen Avraham, mentioned right before Belach Magen. Belach Azar Moshiyo Magen. So Memela, that has nothing to do with this guy's question, and he completely misunderstood the implications of the Braita. Ve'ilain, the Amorim, those who say, Tzahali v'roni yoshevet zion ki godo b'kribech kadosh Yisrael, before the Chatima of the Bracha, which used to be on the, we have the Bracha of Rakim al Zion, and we just said, they inserted so that why isn't that being mevorech on a pasuk? They're not over on it by saying that pasuk before. The Gemara here doesn't explain why that's true, but the reason, say the Mefarshim, is because you said the word kakatuv. And if you say the word kakatuv, then it's clear that the whole pasuk, Tzali Veroni, was referring back to Rachim Al Tzion, and therefore there's no problem in such a thing, like we do, basically. We say kakatuv ve'chalt v'savata v'erachta shem elokecha, bruch ata shem elokecha l'mazon. So why is it that we mevorach on a bracha? Because we say kakatuv. Maskirin, it now comes, sorry.